Peace of God to you, and welcome in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us once again for Daily Inspiration. I would like to start the week here with just a word of encouragement, if we can get that here out of the scriptures here. There's a lot of encouragement here, much encouragement. And I think that's something that all of us need, is encouragement. Sometimes we need it more, and sometimes we are encouraged. I was just inspired by, again, by a passage here in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So if we can just picture this race, like a marathon race that we may be familiar with, that we're running, and we are called to run with endurance. But, you know, I'm afraid that many of us at one time or another are not even, we find ourselves in a spot where we're not even running, much less running with endurance. We're just walking because of maybe we're just so weary, or sometimes we may find ourselves in a spot where we just feel comfortable with life, and we just stop. And that's not what we're called to do here. We're called to run. And he says that we should lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And so there are two hindrances here, and that keep us from running. And of course, one is sin, which ensnares us, and that's like getting tangled up with a rope around our feet, and we're obviously not going to run very fast or very far with a rope tangled around our feet. And that's what sin does. It just drags us down, and it has long-lasting and far-reaching effects on our journey here on earth that can follow us for a long time. And so we're to lay that aside, and I hope that we are a people who do so and have chosen to lay aside those sins that ensnare us. But then we have the weights, and that's something that may be a little more difficult to discern. What are those weights? You know, if we look at an athlete who's serious about running, and he wants to run for the gold medal, they will take very extreme measures to lighten themselves. Every bit of their clothes is made as light as possible, and they will certainly not try to take on extra weight, because that would hinder their running. And it's easy to miss this here, but that's what we're called to do, is to lay aside these weights that hinder us from running. And those weights are separate from sin. It says we are to lay aside every weight and the sin. So the weight is separate from the sin. So the weight may be something that we have taken on, or an activity or something that we do that may not be wrong, but yet it takes up our time. It takes up energy. It uses some of our energy and hinders us from running. So rather than asking the question, is this wrong? We could ask the question, will it hinder my running in the race? Or will it benefit me in the race? So these weights, they tend to hang on to us, and there are things that might be dear to us. But if we're to run well, there's the necessity of laying off of weights. And then lastly, we are to run with endurance. And to do that, we have to simply start running. We can't just sit around and talk strategy about how we're going to run. But if we are to have endurance in the running, then we need to start running. That's the only way that an athlete will be able to run with endurance, is if they practice and they start running. Run when they don't feel like running. Keep on running. And I just wish I could encourage all of us together that Jesus has run this race. He has gone the way before us, and now he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the captain of our salvation. He's our leader. He's our Lord and King, and he is there at the end of the race. He's also there at the beginning. He's there at the beginning of the race. He's also there at the end. And when we feel that we're getting tired and discouraged, and we feel that we can't run any longer, then he wants us to look at him, to look right at him. And he's looking at us. He wants us to run well. He wants to enable us to run well. It's not his desire that we continually flounder and struggle, but that we run well. He knows it's hard, but he wants us to run well. And his example is that for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And he wants He wants the joy of the Lord to be our strength. He wants the joy, which is a fruit of the Spirit, to be motivating us to run. And so my encouragement is that we look to Jesus and that we press in until we have the joy that we need to motivate us to run and to enable us to run well, that the joy of the Lord may be our strength. That is my encouragement for today. And if we continue in this chapter, there's a lot of encouragement in this chapter of Hebrews 12. But I was just inspired by what I heard in a message to share this with you as well. This picture of running a race, and Jesus is there at the finish line. He's our trainer, so to speak. He's the one who commissioned us to run the race, and now he's there. He saw us, he got us started, and now he's at the finish line waiting to greet us when we come in. So I hope you can be encouraged today and remember that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He knows that the way is sometimes difficult and that the cares of this world press in on us and weigh us down. But may the joy of the Lord be your strength. In Jesus' name, God bless you.